Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Hi, thank you, and welcome to program number 641. On this week's program, we're going to be examining two brand new sepia label CD sets, two CDs each, of the Paramount soundtrack recordings of both Betty Hutton and Dorothy L'Amour. You're going to want to pick up those sets because we're just barely scratching the surface with what we're going to be featuring today, but this should tempt you into looking them up and purchasing them. We're going to begin with Dorothy L'Amour, going all the way back to 1938.
You Took the Words Right Out of My Heart by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger, sung by Dorothy L'Amour in the Paramount picture Big Broadcast of 1938.
It was like a bolt from the blue. You took the words right out of my heart when you said I love you. When you said I love you, I stood in a daze of wild, for I felt that way too. I saw you smile. I had the words and you in my heart. There wasn't room enough for the two. You took the words right out of my heart and left only room for you. Like a bolt from the blue, you took the words right out of my heart when you said I love you.
When you said I love you, I stood in a daze a while, for I felt that way too. The moment I saw you smile,
I had the words and you in my heart. There wasn't room enough for the two.
You took the words right out of my heart
and left only room for you.
That was a young Dorothy L'Amour before she hooked up with Hope and Crosby and hit the road. That goes back to 1938. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows like featured on the program, send a request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, be sure to check us out on Facebook and X. And if you happen to be looking for an antique radio, check out my website at radioaddict.com/Van Beek. That's all one word, V-A-N-B, two E's and a K, and you'll find a nice selection available. Now here's Dorothy from 1940 from the very first road picture, Road to Singapore, with her ballad, The Moon and the Willow Tree.
The Moon and the Willow Tree, a new song by Johnny Burke and Victor Schertzinger from Bing Crosby's latest picture, Road to Singapore, sung by Dorothy L'Amour.
When shadows fall and the night is dark and deep, I've a rendezvous that I must keep. Oh, my poor heart would not sleep. I have two friends, the strangest company, the gay, light-hearted moon and the willow tree. The sad willow tree. And when we meet, I notice suddenly the moon begins to smile, but the willow tree starts weeping for me. Somehow I know it's about my love. The willow must doubt my love will ever appear. The moon seems to say my love will soon be here. Which one is right? They never quite agree. The smiling moon and the weeping willow tree.
Chickie the cop, dancing for me.
show you'll see under each marquee. Along about 11:30, dancing for nickels and dimes. Those Nijinskys from every low-down slum, their ragamuffins and they're dirty. You saw Hamlet, what did you see? Nothing that's worth your $5.50. You heard Tosca, what did you hear? It may be uplifty, but couldn't be nifty as down round that square known as time. When you've done the Met and the Theatre Guild, you find as yet that you ain't been thrilled. Watch those urchins. Urchins dancing, dancing for nickels and dimes. Request your numbers, or will you have a hunk of rumba? Who said a minuet? Well, there's your minuet. It's the minuet in G, or is it in the key of C? Whatever key.
Dancing for Nickels and Dimes, sung by Dorothy L'Amour in 1940. Now, moving ahead 2 years, here's Dorothy with her pretty ballad from quite possibly the most popular road picture, Road to Morocco. It's called Constantly.
California. California, we bring you a radio preview of Paramount's new smash musical comedy, Star Spangled Rhythm. Studded with 45 of Hollywood and glittering with glamour. Here's Bob Hope's opinion of all that glamour. 13 of the picture stars are here to bring us the laughs and songs of the show. So let's get started with Betty Hutton, starting out with I'm Doing It for Defense.
Mr. Bone, get this right. I'm your date for tonight. But when I hold you tight, I'm doing it for defense. Month and month, you've been drilled. Now it's time you were thrilled. Start from here, then we build. I'm doing it for defense. If you touch my lips and you feel my respond, it's because I just can't afford a bond. If you think you're Gary grandfather, relax. You're just a rebate on my income tax. Don't get hurt, don't get sore. I'm a pal, nothing more. This ain't love, this is war. I'm doing it for defense. Your morale needs building up, you must agree. And morale stays built when it's built by me. Put your face to starboard and give us a kiss. Heaven help a sailor on a night like this. Let's pretend I'll attack your defense. Mustn't crack. This ain't war, it's murder, Jack!
Paramount star Betty Hutton from 1942. Here she is again from that year with Murder, He Says.
Finally found a fella almost completely divine, but his vocabulary is killing this romance of mine. We get into an intimate situation, and then begins this Romeo's conversation. He says, murder, he says, every time we kiss. He says, murder, he says, at a time like this. He says, murder, he says, is that the language of love? He says, solid, he says, takes me in his arms. He says, solid, he says, meaning all my charms. He says, solid, he says, is that the language of love? He says, chick, chick, you torture me, zoot, are we living? I'm thinking of leaving him flat. He says, dig, dig, the jumps the old ticker is giving. Now he can talk plainer than that. He says, murder, he says, every time we kiss. He says, murder, he says, keep it up like this. And that murder, he says, in that impossible tone, will bring on nobody's murder but his own. He says, Jackson, he says, and my name's Marie. He says, Jackson, he says, shoot the snoop to me. He says, Jackson, he says, is that the language of love? He says, wah, wah, he says, when he likes my hat. He says, what the heck is that? He says, woo-hoo, he says, is that the language of love? He says, hep, hep, with helium, now, babe, we're cooking. And other expressions to wit, he says, we're into grooving. To groove is good looking. He sounds like his uppers don't fit. He says, murder! He says, murder! And the way he says murder, in that impossible tone, I've told him over and over and over again that it'll be nobody else's murder but his own.
Okay, fellas, hit it.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian too. Neither doctor, lawyer, nor engine chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean. There's a lot of little birds in the blue. And neither fish nor fowl, says the wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true. the doc to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face. Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
Like I do.
And confidentially I confess, I sent a note to the local press that I'll be changing my home address for you. Follow through.
Tell the doctor to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face.
Betty Hutton from the Paramount picture The Stark Club in 1945. It's Bing Crosby time, our Bing Sings feature for the week, and we've got Bing from the soundtrack of The Road to Singapore with Dorothy Lamour from 1940. It's Too Romantic.
I'm so afraid of night, 'cause I'm too romantic. Moonlight and stars have made such a fool of me. You know you're much too near and I'm too romantic. Now wouldn't I look aside on a bended knee? I'm startled when you whisper, I'll run if you should sigh. I must be so careful, or I'll kiss my heart goodbye. You shouldn't let me dream, 'cause I'm too romantic. Don't make me fall unless it could all come true.
How can you say to me that you're too romantic?
Well, I mean it. I'm really sincere about it.
Moonlight and stars have had no effect on you.
Oh, yes, they have. I remember a little girl once at the junior prom. We were...
What if I am too near and you're too romantic?
That's dangerous, don't you see? You being near and me...
I'm half afraid you wouldn't know what to do.
Well, they tell me in that spot that your first impulse is the best one.
I'll tell you in a whisper the reason for my sigh. And if you believe me, you can kiss your heart goodbye.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I wouldn't harm your dream, 'cause you're too romantic.
Now you're catching on.
And if you fall,
well then, it would all come true.
And if you remember from the picture, that was a scene where Bob Hope pulls Bing off the boat into the drink. Time now for Old Time Radio Time. It's here in the program where we give a listen to a complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. This week we're going back to June 6th of 1943 and tuning into the Eddie Cantor Show with an all-star cast. He's got Jack Benny, Burns and Allen, and Groucho Marx with him this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol Myers, the makers of iPana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present Jack Benny, George Burns, Gracie Allen, Groucho Marx, Dinah Shore, Burt Gordon, the Mad Russian, Cookie Fairchild's Orchestra, the Ambassadors, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor!
The good word, Mr. Bluebird, did you bring a song to cheer me up today? Give me your word, Mr. Bluebird, did you come to tell me everything's okay? I've been blue because there was no letter. Seeing you has made me feel much better. What's the good word, Mr. Bluebird, before you fly away?
I've been blue because there was no letter. Seeing you has made me feel much better.
What's the good word, Mr. Bluebird, before you fly?
Come here.
Yeah.
Let me be the first to congratulate you, will you? Huh?
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Ida and Eddie celebrate their 29th wedding anniversary.
Thank you, Harry. Really, this is the happiest moment of my life. Gosh, I feel so nervous.
Yeah, I know, Eddie, but... Would stop blushing.
I can't help it, Harry. I feel like a bride. Kiss me. Gee, married 29 years. How time flies.
Oh, I'll bet.
Seems like only yesterday that Ida told me I was just a ham actor.
Oh, really? When did she tell you that?
Only yesterday. Harry, I shall never forget my wedding day. All my friends were there. Burns and Allen, Groucho Marx, Al Jolson, Ted Lewis, and a thin little flower girl, Sophie Tucker. That day she had two roses pinned to her dress. Today she can wear Griffith Park for a corsage.
Well, that must have been quite a wedding, Eddie.
Oh, yes. It had all the trimmings, you know. We even had two pairs of shoes tied to the back of the car.
Oh, two pairs of shoes?
Yeah, what a lovely couple we made. As the band softly played the wedding march, Ida and I strolled down the aisle barefoot. Oh. Harry, it was awful. When the man said, "Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?"
Yes.
I said I do and slipped the ring on her big toe. But I'm really getting a big kick out of my anniversary. Just this morning, Harry Von Zell, I looked at our wedding license.
Oh.
You should see it, Harry. It's all wrinkled and practically falling apart.
Oh. Well, you're not exactly holding together yourself. No, but Eddie, when you and Ida were married, you lived in New York, and right after your marriage, you got your first break in the Ziegfeld Follies, didn't you?
Ziegfeld, right after, that's right,
Oh,
Harry.
Boy. Boy, I'll bet you must have loved being around all those Follies girls, Heidi.
Well, Harry, it was just a job. It was a job, you know, Harry. Honestly, like working in a candy factory. After the first day, you don't look at the candy. But, oh, that first day.
Say, when you were around all those beautiful girls, didn't Ida get jealous?
No, not Ida.
She didn't, no.
I used to stand and look in their dressing rooms every night, and the girls would even wink at me and invite me in.
And you didn't go in?
No, Harry, I always stood at least 4 feet away. That was as far as my chain would go.
Well, anyway, Eddie, I bet you miss those good old days.
Yeah, especially the food. The things you could buy for a dollar 29 years ago. Eggs were 15 cents a dozen. You could get a chicken for a quarter. And get the sirloin steaks 19 cents a pound. All that for a buck. And the butcher would throw in your 2 pounds of calf's liver for the cat. Free, he would throw that in, Harry.
Hey, Eddie, what is that sound?
That's the audience drooling.
Well, I'll bet you have some good food at your anniversary party tonight. I heard that you even bought one of those wedding cakes with the little bride and groom on top.
Yes, Harry, but this morning all I could find on the cake was the bride.
Well, what happened to the groom?
Drafted. He was drafted.
No.
Oh, but just wait till you see the dinner we're having at my house tonight. Roast goose, sauté of veal, fillet of beef, and after each course, everybody will rise and toast the guest of honor.
Well, who's the guest of honor?
The butcher. Yeah, but let's go, Harry. The guests at my house are probably waiting.
Wait, no, just a minute, Eddie.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a little nervous. Yeah. Eddie Cantor, this being your anniversary, the whole cast got together and we went shopping to get you a gorgeous platinum watch.
Oh, Harry, you shouldn't have done it. I don't think I deserve it.
Well, neither did we, so we didn't get you anything.
Oh, come on, Harry. This will be one party you'll never forget.
Yeah, come on.
Look,
there's Ida. Hello, Ida. Ida. Congratulations. Ida. Ida, everybody, please. Here is Eddie and Ida's first anniversary gift of the evening. Dinah Shore singing Let's Get Lost.
Wasn't Dinah grand, Harry? She's so versatile, sings so many new songs. Gosh, I just can't get over how different show business was 29 years ago, Harry.
It was, huh?
In those days in vaudeville, you could use an act for years. Would you believe it? I used to repeat the same jokes week after week after week. It was just a case of traveling from one city to another to do it.
Yeah, well, it's certainly different with radio.
Well, of course.
Oh, yeah. Now you don't travel.
She laughs at his own... All right, so I occasionally repeat a joke. My motto is that anything worthwhile can stand repetition. And it's a good policy for you to follow too, Harry.
Me?
Yes. Take the advice you give our listeners about how they can feel better faster. That's mighty worthwhile and worth repetition. As a matter of fact, Why don't you repeat it right now, Harry?
All right, thanks. I will, Eddie. Ladies and gentlemen, the next time you wake up in the morning feeling headachy and out of sorts due to the need of a laxative, remember that Sal Hepatica helps you feel better faster. Because then Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And that's important, for it means you no longer have to wait till night to take the laxative you need in the morning. No longer have to risk feeling miserable all day. And here's something else worth remembering about this famous mineral salt laxative.
Sparkling Sal Hepatica also helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist tonight or tomorrow. It's important to use only as directed. Then anytime you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Eddie,
your guests are getting hungry.
Well, I know it, Harry, and I can't understand what's delaying their food. Gosh, by now they should have salads and hors d'oeuvres, too, but where is my chef?
How do you do?
I'm a mad Russian. Russian, I wanted a French chef for my party. Russians don't make good cooks.
No, who do you think is cooking Hitler's goose?
You're no chef. Who did you ever work for?
Hedy Lamarr. I was fired because I had a little trouble with my favorite dish.
What was your favorite dish?
Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, stop. My guests are getting impatient. What's delaying dinner, Russian?
The soup recipe.
Yeah.
It says, stir soup while boiling. So it's boiling, I'm stirring. It's boiling, I'm stirring. And finally, I can't stand it.
Why not?
It's burning my fingers.
Don't be ridiculous. You don't start. How is the rest of the food coming along?
Frankly, I'm having a little trouble with the seasoning.
Why?
On the roast goose, I am putting a pinch of salt, a pinch of pepper, and a pinch of paprika. Suddenly, the maid is slapping my face.
Why?
Wrong pinch.
Oh, get out of here. Yes, Cookie?
Oh, Master, some guests are arriving.
They are?
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Eddie, we just want to say congratulations, and Gracie has a present.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Catter. Imagine you being married for 29 years. Well, you certainly look it.
Gracie, just give Eddie the present you got for him. I don't know what it is, Eddie. Gracie picked it up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Eddie, it's just a little something you can take along on your honeymoon.
Honeymoon? We had that 29 years ago.
Oh, really? The same year you were married, huh?
Yeah, they killed two birds with one stone.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, what an embarrassing thing that was. I was so broke that Ida had to pay for the honeymoon.
No.
Yes.
Oh, well, I'll have to get with Ida and compare prices.
Of course, I paid her back as soon as I went back to work.
Well, I'm sure George will, too.
Gracie, just give Eddie his anniversary present.
Oh, yes. It's in this package.
Gee, I'm excited. What is it, Gracie?
Well, you know the 25th anniversary is silver.
Yeah?
And the 30th is pearl. So, this being in between the two...
Yes, yes.
I got this handkerchief.
A handkerchief?
Gracie, is that all you're giving Eddie for his anniversary?
Oh, no, no. I wrote a poem, but that's for Ida.
Well, Ida's here. Let's hear it.
All right. Congratulations to you, Ida, from Gracie, sweet as apple cider.
Wait a minute, Gracie. Ida is supposed to be sweet as apple cider, not you.
But, Judge, how would that sound? Congratulations to you, Ida, you're supposed to be as sweet as apple cider. Sounds like I don't believe it.
Okay, read on.
The husband you picked was a mighty good choice. Too bad he couldn't have had a few boys.
Boys,
yeah.
Yes. I'm sure he's kind, a good protector. I'll bet you're glad you married Hector.
Hector? Gracie Allen, my name happens to be Eddie.
Well, that doesn't rhyme. Now stop interrupting. You've had him for 29 years, that's true. But a retread can make him as good as new. Yes, Ida Catter, we two are the same. We both got our husbands with riches and fame. They're sweet and gentle, They're our little pigeons. But I'll bet we both wish we had gotten Walter.
Oh, Walter Pigeon?
Walter Pigeon.
Yes. Eddie, call us when dinner
is ready. I'll call you.
Come on.
So long, Gracie. Goodbye. See you later. Wait a minute. What is that racket?
Kevin, I am serving a sizzling platter. And look how fancy I've placed the roast chicken on his back.
On his back? Russian, that chicken is standing on his legs.
Give me a stick, I'll kill it.
A fine chef. I hope you killed the roast goose.
Don't worry, he's a dead pigeon. Yeah. That goose is now sizzling in the oven at 400 degrees Fahrenheit. I sneezed.
No. You don't? I can't help laughing at you.
At who?
At you.
Gesundheit.
No. You're crazy. I didn't sneeze.
You didn't? Then give me back my Gesundheit.
Oh, stop. Look, are you sure you put the roast goose under a hot flame?
Well, positively.
Well, tell me, how did you dress him?
I just put him in one of your old suits.
Look, you're impossible. Listen, Russian, when the roast goose is ready, have my English butler serve it.
You got an English butler?
Well, of course.
Has he got bushy eyebrows and a very British face?
Well, that's right.
No wonder that roast goose was wearing a monocle.
Get back in the kitchen. Get out of here. More guests. I wonder who it can be.
Announcing Mr. Groucho Marx.
Well, this is a surprise. Eddie Kander's I Live and Breathe.
What's such a surprise?
You're still living and I'm still breathing.
Well, anyway, it was nice of you to drop in. Aren't you going to congratulate me?
Why, of course. What is it, a boy or a girl?
Groucho, look at me. It's Eddie Kander.
Well, that's pretty confusing. You gave birth to Eddie Kander?
No, Groucho, it's my wedding anniversary. Don't you understand? I've been married 29 years to the same woman.
Well, it's no use getting mad at me. You've got no one to blame but yourself.
Please understand, I've been married 29 years to the same woman.
Well, don't give up now. Just hang on, and if nobody calls for her at the end of 30 years, she's yours.
Oh, Dinah, will you come here? Come here, will you? Groucho, I'd like you to meet a lovely Southern belle. This is Dinah Shaw.
Why, Mr. Marx, it sure is a pleasure.
Well, it sure is a pleasure to meet you, Miss Shaw. I'm Shaw.
I'm mighty pleased at making your acquaintance, sir.
Listen, kids.
Quiet, Yankee.
Are y'all from the South, Mr. Marx?
Why, sure enough. I'm a big plantation man. I spend most of my time picking tobacco.
By the bale?
No, by the butt.
Groucho, you are certainly loaded with corn.
Well, what do you all expect from a Kentucky colonel?
I see they drafted your writers, too, huh?
What's that?
I said you ought to have new writers.
I've got new writers. I've had a pain in my shoulder for the last 3 weeks.
See you later. Bye now.
Goodbye.
Yeah, Groucho, how about some champagne? You can have your choice. Veuve Clicquot.
I've made my choice.
Quiet. I mean to drink. Veuve Clicquot, vintage 28, or Paul Roger, bottle 32.
Here comes the plug. I'd rather have a short beer, draft 15. Make it Pabst Blue Ribbon. After all, I have 2 children and a sponsor to support in Blue Ribbon Town.
All right, you got that point. But Groucho...
Yeah, it was a pretty long speech, huh?
You'll enjoy drinking champagne.
Pretty dull speech, yeah. Too.
You'll enjoy drinking champagne, Groucho.
Would you mind me making that speech over again?
No! Will you stop now? We're late already. Look... You'll enjoy drinking champagne. Don't you like to have Bubbles tickle your nose?
I don't know. I never met Bubbles. What's her phone number? Maybe she let me tickle her nose. Who knows?
Oh, you fool. This is a great party, isn't it, Groucho? I feel marvelous. Just think, I've been married 29 years.
Yes, Eddie, it's wonderful. Our marriage always makes me feel sentimental. I'll never forget the time I went on my honeymoon. I cried like a baby.
Why?
You know a better way to get to Niagara Falls than half fare?
Soup's on! Wait, Russian, when you say soup's on, why do you scream?
It's on me!
Quiet. Groucho, this is my chef, the mad Russian.
Well, with a face like that, I'd be mad, too. Let me congratulate you, Russian. I've seen off-the-face hats, but this is the first time I ever saw an off-the-face face.
That calls for a duel, sir. And there is only one thing that keeps me from fighting for my honor.
And what's that?
Who's got the honor?
He wants to fight a duel. Why, Russian, if you were half a man... Wait a minute, you are half a man. What happened to the other half?
Meat shortage.
Back in the kitchen, monster.
Hey, Russian, remember to serve some Philadelphia cream cheese. Understand? Philadelphia cream cheese.
Right, I'll be back in a sneeze with the cheese. Gesundheit.
All right.
Well, I'll see you later, Eddie. My feet are killing me. I think I'll take off my shoes and rest my feet. Or maybe I should take off my feet and rest my shoes. I can always get another pair of feet.
Groucho, if I don't see you later, thanks for coming to my wedding anniversary.
Why, Eddie, are you married?
Of course I'm married. Where do you think I got my five children?
Out front, applauding like mad.
Oh, get out of here. Silly.
Oh, Eddie, this is a grand party. No, I'm having a record made of this program as a souvenir.
Great idea, Harry. A few years from now, you should get a big kick out of it, hearing the whole gang and all the laughs.
Oh, that's right. I wish I could have taken a movie of it so I could see the laughs.
See the laughs?
Yeah. Well, at least the smiles, especially of Gracie and Dinah.
Yes, Harry, they've been having a lot of fun, and it's a pleasure to watch them.
Yes, you're right. It is a pleasure, Eddie, and they certainly bear out what we've been saying about lovely women having attractive smiles. You know, Eddie, they prove a point everyone agrees on. The importance of an attractive smile to a woman's loveliness. But not everyone gives his smile the intelligent care it deserves. And it's so easy, ladies and gentlemen, when you see your dentist regularly and between visits faithfully use Ipana toothpaste and gum massage. Because healthy gums are mighty important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles. And Ipana is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it is especially designed to give gums the stimulation they need to help keep them firm and healthy. So adopt this famous healthful routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, for firmer, brighter teeth and naturally a more attractive smile, decide now to massage with Ipana toothpaste.
Harry, what's keeping the mad rush? Is it so hard to get Philadelphia cream cheese?
Well, I don't know. I'll look for him.
Will you?
Oh, Master.
Yes, Cookie.
There's a Western Union boy here with a telegram.
A Western Union? Well, send him in.
Okay. Telegram for Eddie Cantor.
It's Jack Benny, a Western Union boy. Jack, you're delivering a telegram? I don't understand.
Well, it's very simple, Eddie. See, I went to Western Union to send you an anniversary wire. Then I figured till they're able to send you a boy, you'll be waiting and waiting and... You know, Eddie, you know what it is to wait for a boy.
But, Jack, it doesn't seem right for you to deliver your own telegram.
Why not? I paid for it. I paid for every word of
all
it.
All right.
Myself.
All right, read it, Jack. Read it.
Certainly I'll read it. I paid for it.
I know.
Out of my own money, I paid for it.
You paid
it out of my own shoes.
All right. All right. What does it say? It
says to Eddie Cantor, Beverly Hills. And it's a straight wire. This is not a night letter.
I know.
I paid for a straight wire. I know.
Read it. Will you please read it?
No, I can show you the receipt.
Please, Jack, read it.
Received from Jack Benny, 35
cents.
Not
the receipt. Wire. Read the wire, will you?
You mean the one I paid for?
You.
Heartiest congratulations on your anniversary. Good luck to you and.
Well, go on.
Go on, Eddie. That's 10 words.
Eddie, I paid for the 10 words.
But, Jack, the wire is unfinished. Good luck to me and who? Who, Jack? Who?
Eddie, if you don't know your wife's name by now, don't blame me. I mean, who else could it be? Aunt Jemima, Count Fleet? Who is it?
All right, Jack. You wrote out a wire to me. It's very nice. You delivered it personally. Thanks very much. All right, Jack. I said thanks very much. What are you waiting for?
No tip?
I said I paid for it.
How do you like that, Jack? Hello?
Long distance for Eddie Cantor.
Long distance? What? I'll take it. Hello?
Kemper, this is Matt speaking. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Russian, what's so terrible? And why are you calling long distance? Where are you?
I'm in Philadelphia. They got no cream cheese.
Listen, Eddie, I'm sure Jack Benny and Burns and Allen and Groucho Marx and all of your guests would enjoy hearing you sing some of your songs that were popular 29 years ago. How about it?
By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and I, oh, how happy we'll be. When each wave comes a-rolling in, we will duck or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water, over and under, and then up for air. Mars rich, Mars rich, so no, what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea. When you are a tulip, a sweet yellow tulip, and I wore a big red rose. When you caressed me, 'twas then heaven blessed me. What a blessing, no one knows. You made life cheery when you called me dearie. Was down where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than julep when you wore a tulip and I wore a big red rose. I love the cows and chickens, but this is the life. This is the life I love to raise the dickens while I'm cabareting where the band is playing. I love a homemade cider, but I'd rather have wine. No more picking berries, me for cocktail cherries. This is the life, this is the life, this is the life for my.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Jack Benny, George Burns, Gracie Allen, and Groucho Marx. It's really been a wonderful anniversary for me.
Master, pardon the interruption.
What is it, Cookie?
But did you know that the last 17 minutes of last week's program only went as far as Colorado and never reached the East? I wonder why.
The jokes were too old to make the trip. No, Cookie, look. the lines were down. We had to tell the people because they've been riding in and wiring. But be with us next week, ladies and gentlemen, when our guest will be my very good friend, Joey Brown. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatica. And so remember, I love to spend each Wednesday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. Good night.
Go, Joe, go.
And the old clock up on the studio wall tells me once again it's time to close up shop for another week of Nostalgia Radio Time. I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening and hope you'll join me again next week for more music and memories of the greatest generation. Feel free to email me your comments and concerns and questions about the program. Send them all to NostalgiaRadioTime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, check us out on Facebook and X as well. And if you happen to be looking for an antique radio, check out my website at RadioAddict.com/Van Beek. So until we meet again next week, I'm Greg Van Beek saying so long for now.